Christmas 2020. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit. Call me Ishmael. It was a dark and stormy night. Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. There was a boy called Eustace Clarence Scrub, and he almost deserved it. These are some of the memorable opening lines of books and stories that have drawn me in at different times in my life. They've transported me away to different places, different times, and different worlds. Sometimes they've shown me a different perspective on our own world that I would never have seen otherwise. But none are as important or as impactful as this beginning. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. It's not the most romantic or literary of beginnings, but I think it's one of the most beautiful. It all begins with a registration, a census. The Romans wanted their tax rolls updated. Some things never change. But from this bureaucratic beginning, we will see prophecy fulfilled. The Romans wanted everyone to go back to their ancestral hometown to register. This finds Joseph, who is a descendant of David and Mary, his betrothed, traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It's 4 or 5 days travel on the road, and Mary's heavily pregnant. The story from there, of course, is very familiar to us. Mary was ready to give birth. There was no room at the inn. They ended up in the stables, and the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. This, of course, fulfills what the prophet Micah wrote hundreds of years before. But you, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth from me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Now, over the last couple weeks, we've been reminded that we can rejoice because we know that God has fulfilled his promises time and time and time again. And here we see the fulfillment of God's greatest promise, the incarnation. Now let's take a moment and remind ourselves that Luke mentions the emperor and the governor because all this takes place in time and space. It's a story about real people having real experiences. And it's important to remember that this is reality, not, as Peter would write, not cleverly devised myths that we have made known to you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. It's important to hide this in our hearts because of what comes next. Angels. Now, I'm always amused at what parts of the Christmas story cause people to have deep angst and which parts they just readily accept. Angels are a part of Jesus' birth. Gabriel appears first to Zechariah and then to Mary and announces the birth of John the Baptist and Jesus. Matthew tells us Joseph talked to an angel on at least 3 occasions. Once right after he learned about Mary's pregnancy, once to give him a warning to take his family to Egypt, and then again when it was time for the family to come home. And here in Luke this morning, we see a vast host of angels proclaiming the good news. The angels appear to shepherds in the fields and relay their glorious news that Jesus was born. Glory to God in the highest, and on peace among those whom he favors. This display leads the shepherds to go quickly to Bethlehem to see the one being spoken about by the angels. We see that display of honor of God echoed in our psalm this morning. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nation and his wonders among all peoples. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be beautiful and joyful in all that is therein. Speaking about this day, Isaiah would write, "For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. He is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore." In my heart right now, I want to sing, "And he shall reign forever and ever." Now, in normal times, I might suggest we stop and sing a bit of that song, but thanks to COVID, I won't be able to inflict that on you today. But listen, the promise that God made to David is being fulfilled on this night. God is taking on human flesh, walking amongst us. What else can our hearts do but rejoice? In writing to Titus, Paul reminds us that the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, that Christ's coming was for everyone, irrespective of anything else, and that salvation should lead us to follow Christ as we wait for him to come again. Remember, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. This week I've spoken with many people from our church and many people outside of our church about what they're doing for Christmas. And almost everyone I spoke with talked about their plans with a hint or more of melancholy. Friends and family they'll not be coming over this year. Of events they're not able to attend or events that have been canceled in the wake of COVID. It's not unusual for these feelings to be there, but it is unusual for them to be this widespread at Christmas. But this is 2020, and everything feels different. But remember, the reality of Jesus has not changed. It's the hope and love that we find in Christ and that we find manifested in his people that will help us through this time. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. This year has left many of us feeling like we've been walking in the darkness. But today we can rejoice as we remember that a great light has shone through the darkness. No matter our circumstances, no matter our location, no matter how we feel, the great light has come. According to Paul, one of the outcomes of our redemption is that Jesus wanted to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Today, I truly believe that these good deeds can be as simple as listening and praying, in loving others. This year, those simple acts of compassion, listening, communicating, helping, praying, are needed now more than ever. Our world is hurting. As you move through the Christmas season, take a moment and stop and listen to the Spirit. Act on those leadings. Let's join with the angels in talking about the greatness of our Savior and in showing God's love to the world and to all those we meet. Amen. Merry Christmas. If you're listening to this in December, if you're not listening to this in December, welcome. Wanted to give a quick note about church this week. It's December 2020. We are still largely virtual. This next Sunday, December 27th, is the annual Festival of Lessons and Carols for Christmas here at St. Paul's. And if you can, join with us online. We'll be live streaming it on Facebook, Lord willing, and the technology working for us. And if not, or if so, either way, the recording will go on YouTube on Monday. We hope we'll get to see you there virtually. Know that we're praying for you. If you need to get a hold of me, this is Reverend Jeremiah, please give the church a call, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Take care. God bless.